Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
For weeks now, the artistic director of the American Shakespeare Center had been watching as COVID-19 spread through the U.S. and revenues at the Blackfriars Theater in Stanton fell. Ethan McSweeney was moved by the dedication of his actors and those who supported each performance.
A lot of my volunteer ushers are in that category, age-wise, where they might be considered more at risk. And they were among the people who were diligently cleaning the theater between every audience, scrubbing every surface.
They were careful to follow federal and state guidelines.
The governor announced the restriction on gatherings of 100 at about 1:15, and we had a 2 o'clock matinee. And I got on stage and I shared with everyone that we had 87 people in the house.
But now McSweeney says the only responsible thing to do is to shut down, to prevent the spread of disease and preserve the future of the company. He's given everyone 2 weeks' notice. Employees will retain their health insurance and can apply for unemployment compensation until the theater reopens on June 19th. Inspired by the Bard.
The plague was really a feature of Elizabethan England, and it on more than one occasion shut down Shakespeare's company.
But like Shakespeare, he vows to continue, recording 7 plays in the next 2 weeks, making it possible to share them with educational partners until it's safe to resume live performance. I'm Sandy Houseman.